always serving a fresh cup of daily inspiration, Deanna Hobbs.
Today's inspiration is to admonish you to change what you say. Sometimes when you're going through a hard thing, your mouth can get you in trouble. You'll begin to spew out words of doubt and fear and worry and no longer take into account that you serve a God who's able to fulfill every promise. So instead of complaining, instead of saying that it won't work out, begin to declare the promises of God so you won't rob yourself of the great destiny that God has reserved for those that believe. Welcome to this, your Friday, August 31st, 2018 edition of your Daily Cup of Inspiration podcast. My name is Deanna Hobbs, founder of Empowering Everyday Women Ministries, a 501c3 nonprofit organization that distributes free resources all around the world to help you grow in your faith and become everything God has destined you to be. I bring you warm greetings live from Empowering Everyday Women Ministry Studios right here in the city of Buffalo, New York. It is currently 63 degrees in the Queen City. It has cooled down quite a bit. What a blessing that we have gotten through another week together and I have been able to share the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ with you. Every single podcast you hear, it's available as a free resource. Stream and download it on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher.com, Your Daily Cup of Inspiration.com, on my YouTube channel under my name, Deanna Hobbs, DiannaHobbs. Click that red subscribe button, turn on those notifications, and every time a podcast is uploaded, you'll be among the first to know. I would absolutely be delighted to share with you and connect with you on social media via Twitter at Team Deanna Hobbs, Facebook at Deanna.Hobbs, and Instagram at I Am Deanna Hobbs. You ready to hear what thus saith the Lord this morning? So too am I. Let's pray. God, you are good. Your mercy endures forever. You are faithful to perform your word. So on this day, I know you sent this individual to press play because there's a word that you want to deposit in their spirit that they might reap the fruit and the benefits of everything you've ever spoken over their life. We thank you for how you will minister today through this podcast. In Jesus' name, amen. So yesterday, Daily Cup family, my sister Alicia was over for a visit. We got to talking and she strolled down memory lane. We were talking about how big our oldest son, Kadar, has gotten. And she recalled when he was just a baby, Kadar had rickets when he was younger. And this was a severe vitamin D deficiency. I was nursing him, trying to give him the best milk ever, but he was very, very sick. His condition was so bad that it made his bones soft and he was severely bow-legged, and they thought that they would have to break his legs and straighten them, that he would have to be in braces. He was on very strong medication, and we did everything we could to help him absorb more vitamin D, but it wasn't working. Oh, but we put some prayer on that thing. And I remember when the doctors told my husband and I that Kadar's growth would be stunted and he wouldn't be very tall. But if you see him now, you'll recognize that God has wrought a work in him. I remember the day I took Kadar to the doctor. It was a routine appointment. We had been praying and trusting God for months and months and months. And that day I took that boy in to see his physician, and the doctor was so shocked with his test results. And he said to me, his rickets is gone. He is absolutely okay. And today he is strong. He loves football, and there is no sign that anything was ever wrong. Won't God do it? But when Kadar was going through all that, I remember praying and declaring the promises of God over his life, and I saw God come through in a great way. Somebody listening to me today, this is one of the most important words that you will ever hear me release to you. God wants you to know that you are on the precipice of breakthrough. The promises that he has spoken over your life will be made manifest. However, do not forfeit your destiny by allowing your mouth to get in the way of your miracle. And there's a great example of a group of people letting their mouth get in the way of their miracle in Numbers chapter 14. The Lord had me reading it and he told me to deposit these seeds into your spirit today. We see a time when Israel was in the wilderness and they were sick and tired of traipsing through the hot desert. And they felt like they wanted to return to Egypt. And even though they had been in slavery and bondage, at least they had the food that they wanted. At least there was natural provision for their needs. They did not have to walk by faith. They could clearly see where their next meal was coming from. They could clearly see a schedule, a routine, and they were at least not in fear of death over being hungry or thirsty. And they were sick and tired of the wilderness. If we're honest, all of us get sick and tired of the wilderness when we're going through lack and struggle and discouragement and disappointment. But it displeases God when we do what Israel did. They began to cry and weep and wail and complain against God. And they said, we're going to die right here in this wilderness. And then it got worse. After they began to spew out negativity, they revolted against their leaders, Moses and Aaron, and they wanted to stone them. They said, we're going to create a leader for ourselves and go back to Egypt. They had completely rebelled against God. And so Moses and Aaron were trying to explain to them, look, if you will trust God, he will bring you into the promised land. They explained that you don't have to worry about the enemy because the Lord's favor is not with the enemy. His protection, his favor is over Israel. But that wasn't good enough. God was so angry that they did not believe in him that he wanted to destroy them and raise himself up a greater nation. But Moses pleaded on behalf of Israel and said, God, have mercy on them. If you destroy these people, then the enemies will look and say, you put to death every person because you didn't have the power to take them into the promised land. So God said, all right, I will not strike them down right here and now. However, there's something that's going to happen to those who complained against me. In verse 23, he said, the people that complained and rebelled will not see the land about which I made an oath to their fathers. But he said that Joshua and Caleb, they were among the 12 original spies who went to look and scout out Canaan. And they were the ones who believed that God was more than able to help them possess the land. God said they will be able to go into the promised land. Now, here's the word God delivered to the individuals who did not believe him. He told Moses in Numbers 14 and 28 in the New International Version, I'm reading it. He said, so tell them, as surely as I live, declares the Lord, I will do to you the very thing I heard you say. Wow. Just let that marinate for a minute. God said, I am going to create what you said. The reality that you spoke, I'm going to bring it into existence. And that's why you have to change what you say if you're not talking faith. Change what you say if you're speaking negativity. Change what you say if you're spewing out doubt and fear, because you can create the reality with your tongue that goes against the will of the Lord for your life. We have evidence of that right here in scripture. God said, but as for the children, the young ones who were in the wilderness, they were going to make it into the promised land, but they were going to have to wander for 40 years. And in verse 34, God tells us why it was going to be 40 years. He says, it took them 40 days to scout out that promised land. So a year for every day. Here's the point of all of this, Daily Cup family. They had a promise God had spoken. They complained so much and didn't believe that the hand of the Lord was mighty enough to bring them into their place of promise. And so they forfeited the result they could have gotten. They forfeited their favor. They walked away from their destiny. They abandoned the promise and died in the wilderness. Don't die in the wilderness. Don't allow your mouth to get you in trouble. Begin saying, God, I trust you. Whatever you said is going to happen, I believe it. Proverbs 4 and 23 in the New Living Translation says, guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. Guard your heart. Put the word of God in there. So in times of trouble, the word of God will come out of your mouth. In times of difficulty, the word of God will come out of your mouth. Listen, God furnishes the way, but you must furnish the faith to stand strong in the midst of a test. Faith to speak the word of God, even when circumstances don't line up. Faith to say, I will possess every promise God has made over my life. Faith to stand firmly on the word of God when you have every natural reason to doubt. If you can believe, you will see the hand of God move in your life. To remind you to change what you say from complaining to praising, I'm stirring Proverbs 18:21 in the Good News Translation right into your cup of inspiration. And here's what it says. What you say can preserve life or destroy it. So you must accept the consequences of your words. As you drink down the contents of your cup, remember that life and death are in the power of the tongue. You will eat the fruit of what you say. Begin to speak the word of God above all else and believe and know that you will come into your land of promise. There's a greater destiny for you, and you shall shall have it. It is so. Now let's pray. God, I pray for this, my sister, this, my brother, as they're going through their test. They might be tempted to speak negativity, but I thank you for reminding them that what they say can impact their destiny for better or worse. So guard their mouth today, God. Help them to stand firmly in faith, knowing that you will fulfill your promise and release a harvest of blessings in response to their faith. We thank you now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Your Daily Cup of Inspiration podcast has been brought to you by Empowering Everyday Women Ministries, where we help fuel your faith every day. For more information, log on to www.deannahobbs.com.